same rules the Democrats are playing by, we will lose again. And there's a lot of good people out there. It's a shame that Sam Peters got lost. Maybe if we ballot harvested, we could have probably picked up that congressional seat. We had Drew Johnson running, and I personally will endorse Drew Johnson. I think he can win that race. You know, we have a lot of people start names popping up. I've been in contact with Sam Brown. I think he may run for the Senate also, throw his name in the hat. I would support Sam with both hands every day of the week, twice on Sunday. So those are some of the things that you're going to see. And I think if we do what you just suggested about the ballot harvesting, we might see a bigger turnaround in 24.
Let's hope so. Pat, always good to visit with you. I know we didn't talk anything about health care, but we'll do it next time, I promise.
Right now, it's not a problem. I'm good.
If folks want to reach out to you, how do they find you?
Myself, 702-286-1014. That's 286-1014. And I want to thank you and your listeners, because I've gotten a couple of good listeners from your show to call me. One lady named Marlene, who's becoming a member of the party, she's been quite active as well. So I'm pretty excited about, you know, our little conversations work, and we're getting more people alerted and getting involved.
I love it. Pat, always good. Thanks, my friend.
You got it.
Pat Casal joining us, the owner of the MultiCare Group. If you want to talk about health care for your family, for you, for your business, these are the people that you need to talk to. And their service that they provide, it's free. It's free. Coming up a little bit later on, Randy Mackey will join us from Nevada Firearms Coalition, PAC. What do they think of what the governor did yesterday, vetoing three firearms bills? I think it was a great day for the state of Nevada. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm Danielle Gallant, your Assemblywoman from Nevada's 23rd District. With the Biden-Harris liberal agenda causing skyrocketing inflation, rising crime, and a crisis at our southern border, it's up to strong conservative representatives in Nevada to stop the chaos and protect our businesses, our communities, and our constitutional rights. As a small business owner and a mother of two young boys, my focus is to advocate for small business, school choice for our children, and freedom from government interference in our lives. You don't need government dictating how you should live, work, and be happy. That's why I decided to run for the Nevada Assembly. Now, I'm proud to be working alongside Governor Joe Lombardo to protect Nevada families and their rights. I know you know best how to provide for your family and raise and educate your kids. My conservative colleagues and I are fighting to protect Second Amendment rights, help our police forces fight rising crime, and pass laws that fight election fraud and secure our elections. We are working to get it done the Nevada way.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the MultiCare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The MultiCare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, located at 5050 West Sahara, invites you to their Memorial Day sales event. Receive $7,610 off MSRP on the new 22 Dodge Challenger RT rear-wheel drive, or save $7,440 off MSRP on the new Chrysler Dodge Touring. Plus, new Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew and Quad Cab, and 23 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew and Quad Cab 4x4, both with 2.9 financing. Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, right on the price, right on the corner of Sahara at 5050 West Sahara. Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram. Come check out all of our Memorial Day specials.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Those bumper-to-bumper conditions continue on Interstate 15 northbound at Sunset Road. Also heavy volumes 15 southbound between Sahara and Tropicana for the most part. Congestion on the 515 north, that's past Border Highway. Couple of hit and runs. Sahara at 17th, Kitty Hawk at Paradise near the airport, Las Vegas Boulevard at Flamingo, a fender bender there. And remember, 150,000 people are going to be attending the Electric Daisy Carnival at Las Vegas Motor Speedway between Friday afternoon and Monday. Do expect heavy congestion on Interstate 15 both directions north of the Spaghetti Bowl all weekend long.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMCQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Stanley Cup Finals get underway tonight. The Carolina Hurricanes host the Florida Panthers for Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final. The West Final starts tomorrow night in Vegas with the Golden Knights hosting the Stars. Pacific Coast League Baseball Wednesday, Vegas pounded Salt Lake 22-10. The teams combined for 36 hits. Reno beat Sacramento 9-4. The Aces broke it open with 4 runs in the bottom of the 5th. Tacoma beat Albuquerque 3-2. El Paso 10-4 over Round Rock. Oklahoma City beat Sugarland 5-1. The Dodgers beat the Twins 7-3. James Outman hit a go-ahead grand slam in the 7th. LA trailed 3-2 in the 7th before scoring 5 runs, all with 2 outs. Vinny Pascantino hit a tie-breaking 2-run homer off Yu Darvish, leading Kansas City past the Padres 4-3. Darvish gave up 4 runs and 6 hits over 5 and a third. The Padres have lost 9 out of their last 11. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
For powerful HP tech your business can count on Staples. Staples has great prices on a full range of HP printers, PCs, laptops, and monitors. And now through May 27th, score an extra $50 off all HP laptops regularly priced $599.99 and above with the Staples Connect app. Plus, this week only, the HP OfficeJet 9015E Wireless Color Inkjet Printer is $70 off. For the best deals on the best HP tech for your small business, shop Staples. In-store only. Excludes Chromebooks and clearance.
Leroy, 71's backed up. What's your 20? Over.
Olivia needs more drivers for her trucking company to go the extra mile.
3 more stops to make.
She wants to hitch a team to drive business forward.
Lots of double nickels on the 169. You know what I'm over? This driver shortage.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
The same great show with the same great host,
just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, in sports, we love being able to put our index finger in the air and chant, "We're number one, we're number one." But there are some things in life where maybe that's not appropriate. Gentleman Jim has been tracking a story that is not good news for both employers and employees here in the state of Nevada. And that comes in the form of unemployment.
Yeah, unfortunately, Nevada has the highest unemployment rate in the nation and is continuing above 5%. 5% as other states are seeing improvements right now. Seasonally adjusted unemployment, the numbers came in for April. It came in at 5.4%. Now, the unadjusted employment rate, which is used in comparing states, the rate increased from 5.6 to 5.7% in April. But when you compare the other states here, they all appear to be blue states or definitely purple, just like Nevada. Nevada coming in at the highest at 5.5. Numbers 2 through 10, District of Columbia, 4.6%, Washington, Oregon, Illinois, Delaware, California, Pennsylvania, New York, and Michigan. All of those above 4% with the highest unemployment rates right now. And I think it's fair to say at least 70% of those top 10, Kevin, are deep blue states.
Do we have an idea what the factors are that are fueling this?
Well, again, these are adjusted for the upcoming season, you know, seasonal adjustments.
Yeah,
but it's just, hey, it is what it is. I wish I had the answer, and it was 0%, but it's on the rise right now, and we've got it the worst.
Isn't that wild? And it's probably not going to get any better because we're headed towards a some kind of recession. We'll talk more about this, but I know this is a story that you're going to be following in the weeks and months to come.
If you look at it a year ago, D.C., New Mexico, California, Alaska, Pennsylvania, and Nevada. So we've gone from number 5 up to number 1.
We're number one. We're number one. Jim, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Coming up, we were talking with Pat Casale about the drug cartels and how they are exposing us along our southern border. John Kennedy, though, had a really unique answer to the question of how do we fix this. John Kennedy, if you don't know, is one of my favorite members of the U.S. Senate. He is a senator from the state of Louisiana. This is cut two, by the way. And this is John Kennedy. He has a great solution to the Mexican drug cartels. Listen to this.
You know, Senator, you mentioned the loon wings in each party. As you know, Democrats have been coming out and pouncing on your remarks regarding Mexico. In which he said, without us, the Mexicans would be eating cat food out of a can and living in a tent behind an outback. You also suggested the U.S. invade Mexico to subdue the drug cartels. Anyway, people like Robert Kennedy Jr. and others are coming out and saying that's crazy. That's going one step too far. What do you say?
Right. Well, I love the people of Mexico. I hate the cartels. President López Obrador who is the president of Mexico, he ran on a slogan with respect to the cartels of hugs, not bullets. Well, that's not working out too well for him.
They were referring to, what you said about the Mexicans in general without us, that they'd be eating cat food out of a can in a tent by now. Now I know you have colorful language, Senator, but you think that got too colorful.
What I said was that we should use what I proposed to the head of DEA was that she and the president call the president of Mexico and ask if the American military and the American law enforcement can come into Mexico under the supervision of the American military, of the Mexican military and the Mexican law enforcement, and let us work together to eradicate the cartels, because we know who they are and we know where they are. And I suggested to the DEA secretary that we use America's economic leverage to try to convince the president of Mexico to do that.
No, that makes perfect sense the way you explained that to me. I guess what I'm asking you, sir, and they're not meaning to badge you on this point, but Robert F. Kennedy Jr. regrets the fact that some people might think you're related to him. He went that far. I'm just wondering, do you think the way you explained it to me just now would have been probably the better way to explain it?
Well, I think if you look at, first of all, I don't know Mr. Kennedy. He's entitled to his opinion. Number two, I think if you go look at my entire remarks, you'll understand the context in which I said it.
But if Mexicans who feel that, you know, you went further than that to sort of malign all of them, you would say?
I would say that's not true. I love the people in Mexico. But I hate their cartels. And President Lopez Obrador needs to stand up to the cartels because they're poisoning our children. And I don't understand why he would not invite, and why, frankly, President Biden would not ask for it. He would not invite our military and our law enforcement personnel, invite to come into Mexico and work under and with his military and his law enforcement officials, and let us try to wipe out the cartels. We know who they are. We know where they are. We know what they're doing. And then both countries would be better off, because the cartels are crushing small business in Mexico through extortion, and they're killing Americans through fentanyl.
John Kennedy, smart guy. And by the way, I thought the colorful language was just fine. Thank you very much. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It is Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades, and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Layuna proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hi, this is Assemblyman Toby Urich, representative for Nevada's Assembly District 19. I've lived in Nevada for almost 35 years, and I love our great state. I'm a retired police officer, having served 20 years with the Henderson Police Department. I am so excited to serve in the Nevada Assembly and to work with my fellow legislators to find solutions to challenges and to promote policies that will help all Nevadans. For more information about me and the issues I stand for, please visit my website at tobyurich.com.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. United States. Call the MultiCare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The MultiCare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Before anybody brings up to me the idea of vetting candidates better on the Republican side, I've got a message for them. We do a better job of vetting than the Dems. I mean, look at some of the people that are in office right now. In fact, Britt Hume was on Special Report last night saying that the Senate... Democratic leadership in the Senate needs to clean up the John Fetterman and Dianne Feinstein messes and others. And we talk about George Santos, but man, look at what the Dems have done in the United States Senate. This is cut for Britt Hume yesterday on Fox.
Britt, everybody has sympathy for people going through tough times medically, cognitively even, but there are questions about coverage of this and how it's going down. I just bring up this Washington Post quote on Tuesday, Jeff Stein quoting Fetterman at this hearing, saying, shouldn't you have a working requirement after we bail out your bank? Republicans seem to be more preoccupied with SNAP requirements for hungry people than protecting taxpayers that have to bail out these banks. In reality, this is what he said.
Shouldn't you have a working requirement after we sail your bank with billions of your bank? Because they seem to be more preoccupied than SNAP and requirements for works for hungry people, but not about protecting the tax papers, you know, that will bail no matter whatever does about a bank to crash it.
So when you bring this up, people say you're being critical of somebody who's having a problem. What do you say?
Well, I think we all would have sympathy for what John Fetterman has been through. He had a very serious stroke. It could have killed him. But what he was quoted as saying, first of all, the Washington Post cleaned that up and put it in quotation marks, which was completely dishonest.
And that reporter apologized and took the tweet down.
Well, good for him for doing that. He should have. But the remark he made was incoherent. And, you know, you need to be able to do your job in the Senate. You need to be able to participate in debates. You need to be able to ask questions of witnesses. You need to be able to engage in coherent exchanges with your colleagues. And then at the same time, you have Dianne Feinstein, 90 years old now, somebody, you know, who's had a remarkable career, claiming that she's been in Washington voting for the past several months when she's been in California recovering from a bout of shingles and who knows what else. Now, these people are clearly not in a position to carry out their work as senators. Let us all hope that they will recover and enjoy life. But this is an interesting thing because, Brett, this isn't something we can solve with rules. This is really up to the voters. I mean, the voters voted in Joe Biden knowing or at least able to see if they had eyes that he's senile, and he is. And now you have these two other members of Congress who are in a similar situation for different medical reasons. And it's not a desirable situation in the U.S. Congress, particularly when it's, you know, narrowly balanced like this, to have people out of commission. And they are, those two at least, mentally out of commission.
Doesn't it take the leadership to move on those folks and say this is not working? Otherwise, the voters really have nothing until the next election.
That's right. They put them in there. Maybe they shouldn't have. You're right. The leadership might have to do something. But in both houses, the parties, don't have any margin for error. The Democrats are in the minority in the House. They don't want to give up anybody. This is not no Democratic House members involved in this. In the Senate, it's 50-50. You don't want to say to two members of your caucus, if you're Chuck Schumer, the Democratic leader, stand down, then suddenly you're in the minority. So you can see what's at work here. It is not a desirable situation.
Brett Hume last night on Special Report with Brett Baer. I think the point he makes, though, is a good one. It is a valid one, that the leadership in the Democrat Party, they've got to do something about John Fetterman. I mean, he just does not make sense. And in politics, you got to give speeches, you got to kiss babies, you got to do all this stuff, and it's just not working for him. It honest to God, you wish it were, but it really is not working at all. We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we'll give you an update on the. A national debt ceiling increase, which is hanging in the balance, and we got less than 2 weeks to go. Are they going to meet the so-called deadline? Is there really a deadline? We'll talk about that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, friends. It's Katrin Ivanov. I'm so concerned about bills that would raise taxes on Nevadans when we already have a budget surplus. I am taking my personal time to bring the fight directly to our legislators in Carson City. If you are like me and do not want to pay higher taxes, especially during this time of unprecedented inflation, please support my efforts by donating at MrsFixit.us, paid for by friends of Mrs. Fixit.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reporting. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's